Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. Today we want to talk about to talk. We have one of my favorite friends, Susan Bird. Susan, she is the host of Conversation 360 podcast. Hi, Susan, 你好.
Hi, great to see you. 你好.
你好. Yeah, what does it take to make a conversation expert?
Well, I'm not sure that I really do feel a true expert, but what I do have is very strong feelings about the importance of conversation. And I think in some ways, the real goal is that every one of us should be good at conversation, which means we know not only how to talk, but to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Because real conversation is a two-way project. I always think of talk as a one-way thing. You know, I tell you something and it sort of sits there unless you share it with somebody else. But conversation is a two-way process.
Right. It is a two-way process, and this is actually very true, and it reflects into the Chinese language. Shall we learn how to say something in Chinese?
Sure.
Okay. The way to say in Chinese, we say 说.
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 That's it. And then 说, actually, as you say, it's one way. If I say, I said, then 我说我 is I. I said 我说.
我说.
我说。
我说
That's it. Yeah, and then if I say you said, you is 你, 你说。
你说。
你说。你 with N, 你。
And, yeah. Like Nancy, okay.
Like Nancy, and do you remember 你好?
Ah, right.
你 is you, 好 is good. So 你好 means you good, you well. That means hello in Chinese. So 你说, it's you said,
你说?
Yeah, and because Chinese doesn't have the tense, so I don't need to say you say or you said. It's the same thing. 你说。
你说。
That's right. So it's one way. You said something, I said something, and then to say it's a dialogue, we say 说话。
说话。
说话。And 说话 here, it's actually could be either one way or two way. But in this case, when we say, hey, let's have a conversation, we will say 说话。
说话。
Yeah, we say, hey, that's 说话。That means it's not just me saying or you saying, it's we say something, we talk together. 说话。
说话。
That's it. So, let's go back to about the conversations is a dialogue between people.
Okay.
What is the trick to be able to always have constructive and pleasant conversation?
Well, I think that the real key here is that if you want a great conversation, the secret to having a great conversation is that both parties enter it with the intent to be changed by it.That's asking a lot in terms of just the ordinary kinds of things that happen in conversation. But I think you know from that TED talk I did that I think it's no accident that in many English-speaking countries, the word conversation is also used to define intercourse.
Right.
And the idea is that in both instances, both parties give something and both parties get something. And there's the possibility, the opportunity that something new, something that didn't exist before is created. In conversation, it could be simply a new understanding, but it could be an idea that the two of you bring forth. It could be a product even.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly it's a true sense that because of the conversation that's just occurred, the two of you have both changed in some way, however small.
Right. That's interesting. Earlier you used the word dialogue, and dialogue in Chinese, we say 对话。
对话。
对话。And 话, if you remember, is to the word or to say something. And 对, that means to face each other. You face someone, and then that also indicates that's a mutual interaction. So 对话。
对话。So then what about, I know there's a Chinese phrase for face to face. That's
面对面。
But that means face to face, right?
Yes, 面对面, face to face is a mutual concept.
Excellent.
So, 对话 is the dialogue. And then during the conversation, you mentioned our brain trained during the conversation. And in this case, being able to be honest is quite important. So if we want to describe that, you can tell me directly, tell me honestly what you think. Here in Chinese, we say 直说. Yeah, if you remember, 说 at the beginning is to talk,
mm-hmm.
and 直, the first word, 直 is the second tone, we go up and make it long, 直, that means straight.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, straight talking, talk honestly, 直说. Yeah, and when you say, hey, Xiaolan, let's have a word, and now I already probably know, okay, I do something wrong, and then I can say 直说, and that means, oh, shoot, go ahead,
okay.
don't hesitate, just tell me what you think.
That's great.
直说.
Okay, 直说.
Yeah, you know, 说 is an interesting word. It's just like say something, to talk about something. And then when we say small talk in Chinese, it's not really the small talk in English, 小, which is small. Small talk together, 小说 together, that actually means novel, like a book.
Oh.
This is a fiction story.
Mm-hmm. And is there a word for small talk?
Yes. We say 闲言闲语.
闲言闲语.
Yeah. And this is an idiom. 闲 means casual. And so there are two 闲 together here. You can see 闲 and 言 is the verb and 闲 casual. 语 means language, so casual word, casual language. Or to be brief, we say 闲话. Yeah, 闲话. 闲 is casual, and then 话, if you remember, that means to talk, and the words as well. So 闲话, that means gossip.
闲话.
Yeah, 闲话. 闲话 is a gossiping or casual talk, small talk. And 小说, it's actually novel.
It's great.
Okay, so thank you so much, Susan, for joining us. Today, we learn how to say to talk in Chinese. We say 说话. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Susan.
Bye, Sherlock.